What if you could step through the wall of a furniture store and into a world of endless, terrifying corridors? Welcome to the Backrooms. Hey, it's Vixie Steele here, and I'm ready to tear into today's topic. Crank the volume, grab your nerve, and let's get loud.
All right, let's get into it. Backrooms 2026. Psychological science fiction horror. The kind that creeps under your skin and nests there. It's directed by Kane Parsons. Yes, the same Kane Pixels kid from YouTube who turned the internet's favourite creepypasta about endless yellow hallways into a visual earworm. The premise is simple on paper and horrible in practice. Clark, a battered furniture store owner played by Chiwetel Ejiofor, and his therapist Dr. Mary Klein, Renata Reinsvay, find a shimmering glitch in the basement wall. Step through, boom, extra-dimensional labyrinth. Fluorescent hum, stale carpet, rooms copying reality but messing up the details. And inside, things that pretend to be people, plus a towering predator known as the Life Form. It's the nightmare version of Office Beige, mate, the kind of place that hates you back.
Now listen, people love to ask, how the hell does a YouTube series become a full-blown movie without losing the vibe? Here's how. Parsons built the web shorts with Blender and After Effects, tricked your brain into thinking phone cam found footage had just tricked into L. For the feature, he graduates to practical physical sets in Vancouver, maze after maze, so convincing the rumour is people literally got lost on set. That's not CGI flex, that's architecture weaponised. Working title was Effigy, cheeky nod to Imitation, I see you. Then A24 and the gang roll it out for real. World premiere at the Aero Theatre in Santa Monica, May 2026. Staggered release, South Korea in late May 2026, US in late May 2026 via A24. And the sound, good God. Parsons co-composes with Edo Van Bremen, and it's all ums, drones, vent breathing, mechanical menace. It blurs what's inside your head and inside the all. Critics said Eraserhead, they said The Shining, they said Skinamarink. All fair, but this one's got its own sick pulse. Let's shout out the players. Ejiofor's Clark is a washed-out architect turned shopkeeper. Addicted, divorced, sleeping among the display couches. Reinsvay's Mary is clinical calm on the outside, but the back rooms digs up her childhood. Copied rooms, bad memories, the lot. Mark Duplass shows up as Phil, an async scientist. Async being this corporation that pivoted from MRI machines to mapping the extra-dimensional labyrinth. Because of course they did. That's society for you. Lukita Maxwell, Finn Bennett, Avan Jogia, solid turns. And Robert Bobrochki as the Life Form, a nightmare stretched vertically, then meaner. Here's the key. Parsons doesn't lean on cheap jump scares. He gives you distance, negative space, the fluorescent buzz that eats your confidence. Respect where it's due. Finally, someone gets it.
Alright, controversial bit, let's talk money, because I've had it with this fucking nonsense. They're touting a budget under 10 million, reportedly financed by Chernin. Under 10, for labyrinth sets, months of sound design sorcery, practical builds, release push with A24's hype machine. I mean, look, tax incentives in Vancouver are nice, and indie books are murky, and sure, P&A often sits off to the side. But under 10, and you're building a maze you can get lost in, with actors of this calibre, and a score that sounds like an HVAC unit whispering death threats. Yeah, no. Call me when people grow a spine and post the audited line items.
To be fair, it is possible. You keep the shoot lean, Vancouver stages, tight schedule, principal photography July to August 2025 under Effigy, minimal VFX, maximum in camera, let sound do the heavy lifting. That's the A24 playbook at its best, but I've seen this marketing trick before. Sell the underdog price tag to boost the myth. It's clever, it's also slightly insulting. Don't piss on my boots and tell me it's raining fluorescent coolant. What do you lot think? Is the sub 10 million legit, or is it a tidy headline with asterisks the size of Nebraska? Drop your take, I'll read the sharpest ones on air, and I don't mean the ass-kissing ones.
Quick detour. Endless corridors, humming lights. I got locked in a shopping mall once after hours. Don't ask.
Security gates down, everything shuttered. Just me and a sea of identical storefronts and those godforsaken ceiling panels. The place felt like it had memory loss. Escalators frozen, music off, just HVAC rumble and exit signs that seemed closer, then farther, like the building was breathing. I walked past the same sunglasses kiosk 3 times, swear it was following me. Found a service hallway, smelled like bleach and popcorn sadness. One fluorescent tube flickering like it was counting down. I knocked a metal door in frustration. Someone knocked back. I bolted. Found an alarmed exit and shouldered it anyway. Siren howling. Night air cold enough to make me feel human again.
Bloody hell, these back rooms are just as much a nightmare in real life.
Back to the film, and here's why it works. Parsons treats space like a character. The camera never shows off, it stalks. Async's mission creep says the quiet part out loud. Industry will nap even your nightmares if there's a patent in it. And performances keep it grounded. Edgiofor barely twitches and you feel a landslide. Rainsver stares down the maze like she's taking its temperature. The score is not music so much as pressure. It sits on your chest. Critics weren't wrong with those Eraserhead and Shining vibes, but this is very now, very internet-born. It's Severance if The Office floor decided to eat you. It's The Rehearsal if The Rehearsal tried to replace you with a paper doll version that smiles wrong. If you've ever felt a room dislike you, this movie gets it. And yeah, I'm still side-eyeing that budget line, but the craft, the discipline, the restraint, this is the good shit right here. See, this is why I still have hope. Build the set, let the light hum, give the monster long legs and bad intentions, and trust the audience not to be idiots. If more horror respected silence instead of throwing cymbals at my face every 6 minutes, we'd all sleep worse, and that's a compliment. Oh, and to the studio spreadsheets out there, next time you brag about a number, show your work, or spare me the PR mouthwash. Don't make me come down there and start flipping breaker switches like Clark. I swear to God I will. Alright, that's it for today's dose of the bizarre. Hit the comments, tell me if the under 10 million claim is genius thrift or PR cosplay. If you've been stuck in a liminal hell like my mall misadventure, I want to hear that too. Tune in tomorrow for more chaos, more noise, and probably at least one well-aimed fuck at something that deserves it.